Drug usage is the constant repetitive cover-up of moments of pain, with, through, and of violence, terror, strife, collusion, bursts, outbursts of psychotic anger and extreme torture, violent bondage and scarification, clotting and voluntary suicidal depressing tendencies that are real are all end results of hidden, secretly produced, illegal, criminal, sexual, explicit prostitution of individual drug addicts' bodies, emotional well-being and or lack thereof, of the individual's psychiatric mental instabilities, boxed, bottled, and packaged to be sold willingly to all who fall in love with the marketer's soul. With heartfelt, depressing, ill intentions, sympathetic immoralities that only the most innocent, psychological, immature, church-going, white dress shirt-wearing, sexually active, no condom wearing, racially deviant, alcohol drinking, barfly, collective bathroom, urinal stall frequenting, greasy, gay redneck would find any love for and show interest in, and finishing off the pole polisher's endeavors with full undivided attention towards their prey. Pain's next victims, as well as straight-leaning celibate people's hidden closet adventures, or esque beings who have just been discovered in lieu of new morons hiding places made on top of the Land Rovers driven on top of golf courses. What a weird story. Fleeting glimpses of abduction and laying drugged or restrained in stasis. I keep feeling like I'm somehow not in this visual world that I see now and in the perceived perception my mind is showing me. Like I'm being fooled, lulled into a false sense of reality I now see. And I'm not waking up. What is really going on? Am I in a hospital bed, tied down with tightly forced illegal bondage, tightly bound boot heel, leather straps and restraints, hoses going into my toes, fingers, and brains, attached to a machine next to my unconscious body, left to extract my bodily fluids, in preparation for the personnel, surgical teams, body parts extractions, planned activities, within a hospital hidden room locked away somewhere, maybe jail and or secret military base. I'm aware of surgical staff poking, prodding, and massaging different parts of my body, injecting me with different hot and cold liquids, Different types of drugs, changing my blankets, pajamas, by rolling me right halfway and my left halfway. And no matter how much I try to shake off the dizziness, the effects of the IV hallucinogens being pumped into my vein hoses, I just can't wake up and escape this hospital bed contraption in the locked away hidden room. And I'm beginning to get very upset at myself for being unable so far to do so, wake up and escape. Who has done this to me? put me in this room, attached me to this machine, and left me here with it running 24 hours a day and night. Do I have the strength within my inner mind to be able to regain awareness of real reality, this hospital bed? Wake up to wipe away the sleep from my drowsy eyes, clear my mind of the effects of the anesthetic hallucinogenic mind control drugs being pumped into my body stream, bloodstream, to pull free of the bed's restraints and limb straps, to sit up in this bed and pull out the hose needle probes attachments, painfully, I'm sure, to stand up and walk around the room, to locate the exit locked door somewhere hidden behind the machine's drilled rebar concrete slabs, making the doorway hard to find. I seek the exit diligently, with my fingers running along the walls, looking, feeling for some grooved cut, dent, crack, impression somewhere in the concrete walls, secretly hidden room I'm inside, and my time is ticking quickly by. I hope I find the exit before the attendants, nurses, or doctors show up on their regular interval shifts to check up on me and the machine. Then my fingers locate a latch, which is a concrete painted drop, and move it with surprising ease while watching a hologram portal digital door illusion open across the room in the place beside the machine. I walk over cautiously with my sore feet, walk through the door, and now find myself in the middle of a temperate rainforest underneath a highway overpass with semi-trucks, cars, vans, various other vehicles, some flying around, passing over the overpass. I look around, and there is a gravel trail that follows to the right and into darkness of the evening's last light. And I have no idea where the trail leads, other than to freedom at last. This is a story that I wrote during the springtime. A lot of my writing in my notebooks, I can barely read because I write it in code, and I have to decipher it. So it's rather wonderful to find a way to read. So let's see. The noonday sun shining brightly upon the sister and brotherhoods, worn up and out of every club night evening light fixture, turned off in the middle of the starry night skies. Yeah. I have to take a note that the next time I write stories, I had better make sure that I write them well. Because otherwise it's going to be a pain in the ass trying to decipher what it is that I'm trying to read. And this is not how it goes. So, let's see. Pinching loaves, or otherwise known as dropping the kids off at the pool. A pastime welcoming silent contemplations full of technicolor fluids, contamination rests fully upon the swiftness and constructive useful use of the nostrils during its feeding frenzy time before the last nightmare soup supper, bringing bread, meat, and Welsh wine whisks together for an adventuresque passe newbies tron computronic advent technical adventure. recorded with flasks of LSD-25, 2CB, DMT, H25, and O543, allowing for the mixing of these compounds brought to a boil in the noonday sun shining brightly upon the sister and brother's hoods worn up and out at every club night evening light fixture turned off in the middle of the starry night skies space station located high up within the northern lights aurora borealis reflection dancing across the day's lit painted skies. This story is called Drive. Going down the highway, not doing down at all, the hidden subliminal meaning of going down, due down. A fine sunny day afternoon, lunch break, gas station visit to refuel the tank, buy a sandwich, soda, and pack of smokes. Each time I pull over in my hella new ride, full of not yet envisioned motor trends unknown, adventuresque art ventures, we may festively enjoy a festive festival, fulfilling fun-filled cotton candy activities, not yet having been found easefully before going for a popcorn mayhem movie, night's jaunt through the Hollywood cinema screen, play Fright Night Hackathon brought to you by OmniMac Theatrics displaying heyday under the Northern Lights Polar Bear Blue Moon. Walking out of the theater on the adventure's ending and spilling with other moviegoers onto the street lamps lit city streets at the intersections of the world's end times battle scene. Happy times are exciting times when freely traveling under the dark lit starry night skies of adventures gathered in full. Dancing within the county borders makes for experiences lived in a small time frame, short-lived travels logged in a small hiker's waterproofed writing book. Written in a way that foretells a story full of constant creative venues brought together within the fullness of a woven tight-knit basket, bouncing off the concrete walls that surround internment camps full of people that want to return to their homes, chased out one more time before their very own eyes, filled with strength, courage, and fearlessness in the sight of mass television multimedia frenzies, being electronically pumped out by their reality-based enemies, all friends and allies of terrorists, Israelis, during the theft of more of the Golan Heights and other sand dune bomb shelter scattered remnants of Gazan, Palestine. The story is called Hobbies, Dreams, and Aspirations. Ham radios full of electronic dubstep making music, transistor mixing components, nuts, bolts, and multicolored wires, memory chips, concert making positron conductors, batteries, magnets placed side by side with opposite magnetically charged poles, hold up the tarp that is hung over my sleeping, snoring, laughing, smiling, mushroom fields, dreaming, imagining, plotting, planning, scheming, and achieving phenomenal projects full of colorful people dancing happily in their neighboring homes. And not once does my consciousness falter, wilter, waft, fizzle out, and get interrupted and or fade away. In my little plot of four walls, roof, and carpeted floor cabin, I wish I had. And the knowledge this night, a midsummer night's dream, on a cold winter's day, of how I'm going to build this with my own two creative, very capable father-taught hands. Well, folks, it's 15 minutes has gone by. My name is Daniel Wolf-Honer, and I'm from Victoria, B.C., Canada, British Columbia. And I am an artist, a bit of a musician. I like to draw pictures. I like to take photography, and here's another story. This one's called Transparent Dreams with Full HDV Redundancy. Think tanks bringing a worldly view to political chopping block, pay-per-view, television, block-to-pot, anti-hero thought mentality makes your harvested ideas flutter before your very own mental envision, transparency, thrice bound unto thine metaphysical, limiting, encrypted, telecaster, mind control, tarot card, daily readings, written down within the tablets, writing data, log, trusted viewers bring out the mentality pictured within the individual's landed dreamscape scrolled. And this story's Cruiser Crusade in War Ethos. Imagine a world full of peace, where everyone gets to live in harmony and never goes hungry in cold stomach pains thrown, heave after heave, a dry alcoholic nightmare received over and over again and again, with agonizing pains of death found wanting, a new seer's sight unseen, with but a tiny glimpse of ultra-gorous nuclearly reactive atomic subparticles bouncing off the ricocheted iron plate mounted next to the revolution side view mirror in the punk rock musical carriage merry-go-round, whirling dervishes, static cling, tombstones, town pump, ringing in the next millennium brought to us all by the Michelin tires, toolbox, card collections, collection boxes, mixed into the neighborhood's blood, Yang's, Compton's, stir-fry noodles, spilled on the driver's unexpecting, unwanting, open lap. Now we can only hope that when they pull over to the side of the road, highway pulled over, police esquire. And here's some freestyle. You're going to like it, I hope. Poetry Night brought together community internet bloggers, posted story-based newspaper columns, technological blog posters called together with computerized Beam Me Up Scotty, handheld space, cosmic typhoon, titty twister, couldn't locate internet surfers, so they cast votes to veto the scientific community's website collection agencies. Found by monitoring screen view finders, electronically located data, driven links formulated with the constant trolling a website found while pursuing the technological intel pick Interpol most wanted daily criminal to find links. All the Akbar kaboom, the dark-skinned, rag-wielding, well-to-do financial bomb-maker from sand-enriched oil lands. This story is called Domino's Played at Night. Drop not a dime as you place yet another wooden checkered, painted ancient domino on top of the nearest well-placed, open-hand, connected, twist-tie turn. Open challengers not ignored for a fortnight hidden well-played hand moment throughout their entry-level chess-like conventionality contested concert list. They're all going to be posting onto computers to convince music players. The adventure was hot it, now it's forever knew it. Isis Luna, spires, palisade, crystalline, twisted towers, dotted with archery marksmen, passed, posted at their perspectives, eyes turning sore, solar with concentrated anger, thrown out to launch a mass afternoon, high society's brunch brought with $150 worth of food stamps while kicking dirt into the stern faces of Mr. T and Vader. Video chat, internet vision, lost sites, locations, now being found to be in possession of visitation. Records being broadcast within the inner networks of the Obey Clothing Corporation boards of art directory. Specifications now seen on the computer's monitor, monotone monitor, being sold to my Uncle Sam's lone soul soldier, with dust flying forward on top of the old musket's nozzle to no end, fastening a bullet of words thrown into down and in sideways with methodical reloading of past lives with a fortune foretold in fierce fiery solar celestial protoplasmic rayon wind chimes flying on the ends of various strings attached at the ends called spoons. Never before seen, and this is a movie, I'm sure this is a movie, never before seen it's called. Never before seen on the video screen, full face monotone monitor, upstairs in the hidden radio stashed equipment time machine room, underground bunker, level your 22 and a half ounce of ephedrine packaged in past haste without anyone noticing the difference of how methamphetamine sides so is supposed to taste after the Homeland Security Council's state senators are to abolish chocolate ice cream fudgesicles from all white freezers' kitchens. This story is called Revolving Colors. Revolving Colors. The constant rainbow effect, reflection within the waiting ponds of Mother Universe's creation. This divine life, once a poor man's eventual meditation, and now a rich entrepreneur's passionate, loving embrace, enjoyed at dinner time table we never get to sit at even just once. The desert dish I wish I could stare into while eating this elegant mealtime delight, once thought of as the enjoyable dish, finishing touch to the dinner table set in southern colonial summer homes, and now packaged into freezer bags, ziplocked, frozen, and repetitively sold on eBay for a very affordable price. Soldiers of fortune shoot for in their biweekly grocery listings list, looked for each payday's last-minute market splurge when the wife sends them on a wild goose chase to locate and find their rainbow delight plum, only to find they throw it all out. This story here, be your own version. Be your own version of the Monster Cash Mash Voivod TV adventure. On top of the video brought to you by the Mass Public Television special is top. I got news for you. Lone Shark shared this. I need to figure out how to decipher this story. This story is not going to be told. I'm sorry about that. Be on your own version is not going to be told because I have to decipher my writing. I hope you have enjoyed this show. Let's try one more here. I think we will interlude to another show after this, but here's another story. This one will work. The old lady that doesn't live here is being told, the old lady that doesn't live here gets sent home. Oh no, there's an old lady that never knows when to leave. Helps herself by illegally walking right in, by reaching for your front door, porch, stall handle, door, knob, turning thrice and four times twists of a turn, walking right into your front door, knowing full well that they and their friends that are crashing at your house with you are unaware, are not supposed to not pay rent, lounging around like your name is in vain and not stronger than theirs. I think this podcast is going to be just fine. I'm going to call it a day. I hope you have enjoyed my show. This is the Danner ICU podcast show. I hope you have enjoyed the stories that I've told. And we'll try this again. Bye. Drug usage is the constant repetitive cover-up of moments of pain. With, through, and of violence, terror, strife, collusion, bursts, outbursts of psychotic anger and extreme torture, violent bondage and scarification, clotting and voluntary suicidal depressing tendencies that are real are all end results of hidden, secretly produced, illegal, criminal, sexual, explicit prostitution of individual drug addicts' bodies, emotional well-being and or lack thereof, of the individual's psychiatric mental instabilities, boxed, bottled, and packaged to be sold willingly to all who fall in love with the marketer's soul. With heartfelt, depressing, ill intentions, sympathetic immoralities that only the most innocent, psychological, immature, church-going, white dress shirt-wearing, sexually active, no condom wearing, racially deviant, alcohol drinking barfly, collective bathroom urinal stall frequenting, greasy gay redneck would find any love for and show interest in, and finishing off the pole polisher's endeavors with full undivided attention towards their prey. Pain's next victims, as well as straight-leaning celibate peoples, hidden closet adventures, or esque beings who have just been discovered in lieu of new morons hiding places made on top of the Land Rovers driven on top of golf courses. What a weird story. Fleeting glimpses of abduction and laying drugged or restrained in stasis. I keep feeling like I'm somehow not in this visual world that I see now and in the perceived perception my mind is showing me. Like I'm being fooled, lulled into a false sense of reality I now see. And I'm not waking up. What is really going on? Am I in a hospital bed, tied down with tightly forced illegal bondage, tightly bound boot heel, leather straps and restraints, hoses going into my toes, fingers, and brains, attached to a machine next to my unconscious body, left to extract my bodily fluids in preparation for the personnel, surgical teams, body parts extractions, planned activities within a hospital hidden room locked away somewhere, maybe jail and or secret military base. I'm aware of surgical staff poking, prodding, and massaging different parts of my body, injecting me with different hot and cold liquids, different types of drugs, changing my blankets, pajamas, by rolling me right halfway and my left halfway. And no matter how much I try to shake off the dizziness, the effects of the IV hallucinogens being pumped into my vein hoses, I, so far as I try, I just can't wake up and escape this hospital bed contraption in the locked away hidden room. And I'm beginning to get very upset at myself for being unable so far to do so, wake up and escape. Who has done this to me, put me in this room, attached me to this machine, and left me here with it running 24 hours a day and night? Do I have the strength within my inner mind to be able to regain awareness of real reality, this hospital bed, wake up to wipe away the sleep from my drowsy eyes, clear my mind of the effects of the anesthetic hallucinogenic mind control drugs being pumped into my body stream, bloodstream, to pull free of the bed's restraints and limb straps, to sit up in this bed and pull out the hose needle probes attachments, painfully I'm sure, to stand up to stand up and walk around the room, to locate the exit locked door somewhere hidden behind the machine's drilled rebar concrete slabs, making the doorway hard to find. I seek the exit diligently, with my fingers running the wall, running along the walls, looking, feeling for some grooved cut, dent, crack impression in the concrete walls, somewhere in the concrete walls, secretly hidden room I'm inside, and my time is ticking quickly by. I hope I find the exit before the attendants, nurses, or doctors show up on their regular interval shifts to check up on me and the machine. Then my fingers locate a latch, which is a concrete painted drop, and move it with surprising ease while watching a hologram portal digital door illusion open across the room in the place beside the machine. I walk over cautiously with my sore feet, walk through the door, and now find myself in the middle of a temperate rainforest underneath a highway overpass with semi-trucks, cars, vans, various other vehicles, some flying around, passing over the overpass. I look around, and there is a gravel trail that follows to the right and into darkness of the evening's last light, and I have no idea where the trail leads other than to freedom at last. This is a story that I wrote during the springtime. A lot of my writing in my notebooks, I can barely read because I write it in code and I have to decipher it, so it's rather wonderful to find a way to read. So, let's see. The noonday sun shining brightly upon the sister and brotherhoods, worn up and out of every club night evening light fixture, turned off in the middle of the starry night skies. Yeah. I have to take a note that the next time I write stories, I had better make sure that I write them well, because otherwise it's going to be a pain in the ass trying to decipher what it is that I'm trying to read, and this is not how it goes. So let's see. Pinching loaves, or otherwise known as dropping the kids off at the pool, a pastime welcoming silent contemplations full of technicolor fluids contamination, rests fully upon the swiftness and constructive useful use of the nostrils during its feeding frenzy time before the last nightmare soup supper, bringing bread, meat, and Welsh wine whisks together for an adventuresque passe newbies tron computronic advent technical adventure, restarred with flasks of LSD-25, 2CB, DMT, H25, and O543, allowing for the mixing of these compounds, brought to a boil in the noonday sun shining brightly upon the sister and brotherhoods, worn up and out at every club night evening light fixture, turned off in the middle of the starry night skies, space station located high up within the northern lights aurora borealis reflection, dancing across the day's lit painted skies. This story is called Drive. Going down the highway, not doing down at all, the hidden subliminal meaning of going down, due down. A fine sunny day afternoon, lunch break, gas station visit to refuel the tank, buy a sandwich, soda, and pack of smokes. Each time I pull over in my hella new ride, full of not yet envisioned motor trends unknown, adventuresque art ventures, we may festively enjoy a festive festival, fulfilling fun-filled cotton candy activities, not yet having been found easefully before going for a popcorn mayhem movie, night's jaunt through the Hollywood cinema screen, play Fright Night Hackathon brought to you by OmniMac Theatrics displaying heyday under the Northern Lights polar bear blue moon. Walking out of the theater on the adventure's ending and spilling with other moviegoers onto the street lamps lit city streets at the intersections of the world's end times battle scene. Happy times are exciting times when freely traveling under the dark lit starry night skies of adventures gathered in full. Dancing within the county borders makes for experiences lived in a small time frame, short-lived travels logged in a small hiker's waterproofed writing book, written in a way that foretells a story full of constant creative venues brought together within the fullness of a woven tight-knit basket, bouncing off the concrete walls that surround internment camps full of people that want to return to their homes, chased out one more time before their very own eyes, filled with strength, courage, and fearlessness in the sight of mass television multimedia frenzies, being electronically pumped out by their reality-based enemies, all friends and allies of terrorist Israelis during the theft of more of the Golan Heights and other sand dune bomb shelter scattered remnants of Gazan, Palestine. The story is called Hobbies, Dreams, and Aspirations. Ham radios full of electronic dubstep making music, transistor mixing components, nuts, bolts, and multicolored wires, memory chips, concert making positron conductors, batteries, magnets placed side by side with opposite magnetically charged poles. Hold up the tarp that is hung over my sleeping, snoring, laughing, smiling, mushroom fields, dreaming, imagining, plotting, planning, scheming, and achieving phenomenal projects full of colorful people dancing happily in their neighboring homes. And not once does my consciousness falter, wilter, waft, fizzle out, and get interrupted and or fade away. In my little plot of four walls, roof, and carpeted floor cabin, I wish I had. And the knowledge this night, a midsummer night's dream, on a cold winter's day, of how I'm going to build this with my own two creative, very capable, father-taught hands. Well, folks, it's 15 minutes has gone by. My name is Daniel Wolf-Honer, and I'm from Victoria, BC, Canada, British Columbia. And I am an artist, a bit of a musician. I like to draw pictures. I like to take photography, and here's another story. This one's called Transparent Dreams with Full HDV Redundancy. Think tanks bringing a worldly view to political chopping block, pay-per-view, television, block-to-pot, anti-hero thought mentality makes your harvested ideas flutter before your very own mental envision, transparency, thrice bound unto thine metaphysical, limiting, encrypted, telecaster, mind control, tarot card, daily readings, written down within the tablets, writing data, log, trusted viewers bring out the mentality pictured within the individual's landed dreamscape scroll. And the story's Cruiser Crusade in War Ethos. Imagine a world full of peace, where everyone gets to live in harmony and never goes hungry in cold stomach pains thrown, heave after heave, a dry alcoholic nightmare received over and over again and again, with agonizing pains of death found wanting, a new seer's sight unseen, with but a tiny glimpse of ultra-gorous, nuclearly reactive atomic subparticles bouncing off the ricocheted iron plate mounted next to the revolution's side view mirror. In the punk rock musical carriage merry-go-round, whirling dervishes, static cling, tombstones, town pump, ringing in the next millennium brought to us all by the Michelin tires, toolbox, card collections, collection boxes, mixed into the neighborhood's blood gangs, Compton stir-fry noodles, spilled on the driver's unexpected, unwanting, open lap. Now we can only hope that when they pull over to the side of the road, highway pulled over, police esquire. And here's some freestyle. You're going to like it, I hope. Poetry Night brought together community internet bloggers, posted story-based newspaper columns, technological blog posters called together with computerized beam-me-up Scotty, handheld space, cosmic typhoon, titty twister, couldn't locate internet surfers, so they cast votes to veto the scientific community's website collection agencies, found by monitoring screen viewfinders, electronically located data, driven links formulated with the constant trolling a website found while pursuing the technological intellect Intel pick Interpol most wanted daily criminal to find links. Ali Akbar Kaboom, the dark-skinned, rag-wielding, well-to-do financial bomb maker from sand-enriched oil lands. This story is called Domino's Played at Night. Drop not a dime as you place yet another wooden checkered, painted ancient domino on top of the nearest well-placed, open-hand, connected, twist-tie turn. Open challengers, not ignored for a fortnight hidden well-played hand moment throughout their entry-level chess-like conventionality, contested concert list. They're all going to be posting onto computers to convince music players. The adventure was hot it, now it's forever knew it. Isis Luna. Spires, palisade, crystalline, twisted towers, dotted with archery marksmen, posted at their perspectives, eyes turning sore, solar with concentrated anger, thrown out to launch a mass afternoon, high society's brunch brought with $150 worth of food stamps, while kicking dirt into the stern faces of Mr. T and Vader. Video, chat, internet vision, lost sites, locations, now being found to be in possession of visitation. Records being broadcast within the inner networks of the Obey Clothing Corporation boards of art directory. Specifications now seen on the computer's monitor being sold to my Uncle Sam's lone soul soldier with dust flying forward on top of the old musket's nozzle to no end, fastening a bullet of words thrown into down and in sideways with methodical reloading of past lives with a fortune foretold. In fierce, fiery, solar, celestial, protoplasmic, rayon wind chimes, flying on the ends of various strings attached at the ends called spoons. Never before seen, and this is a movie, I'm sure this is a movie. Never before seen, it's called. Never before seen on the video screen, full face monotone monitor, upstairs in the hidden radio stashed equipment time machine room, underground bunker, level your 22 and a half ounce of ephedrine packaged in past haste without anyone noticing the difference of how methamphetamine sides so is supposed to taste after the Homeland Security Council's state senators are to abolish chocolate ice cream fudgesicles from all white freezers' kitchens. This story is called Revolving Colors. Revolving Colors. The constant rainbow effect, reflection within the waiting ponds of Mother Universe's creation. This divine life, once a poor man's eventual meditation, and now a rich entrepreneur's passionate, loving embrace, enjoyed at dinner time table we never get to sit at even just once. The desert dish I wish I could stare into while eating this elegant mealtime delight, once thought of as the enjoyable dish, finishing touch to the dinner tables set in southern colonial summer homes, and now packaged into freezer bags, ziplocked frozen and repetitively sold on eBay for a very affordable price. Soldiers of fortune shoot for in their biweekly grocery listings list looked for each payday's last-minute market splurge. When the wife sends them on a wild goose chase to locate and find their rainbow delight, plum, only to find they throw it all out. This story here, be your own version. Be your own version of the Monster Cash Mash Voivod TV adventure. On top of the video brought to you by the Mass Public Television special is top loan. I got news for you. Loan Shark shared this. I need to figure out how to decipher this story. This story is not going to be told. I'm sorry about that. Be on your own version is not going to be told because I have to decipher my writing. I hope you have enjoyed this show. Let's try one more here. I think we will interlude to another show after this, but here's another story. This one will work. The old lady that doesn't live here is being told. The old lady that doesn't live here gets sent home. Oh no, there's an old lady that never knows when to leave. Helps herself by illegally walking right in by reaching for your front door, porch, stall barrel handle door, knob turning thrice and four times twists of a turn, walking right into your front door, knowing full well that they and their friends that are crashing at your house with you are unaware, are not supposed to not pay rent, lounging around like your name is in vain and not stronger than theirs. I think this podcast is going to be just fine. I'm going to call it a day. I hope you have enjoyed my show. This is the Danner ICU podcast show. I hope you have enjoyed the stories that I've told. And we'll try this again. Bye. Drug usage is the constant repetitive cover-up of moments of pain. With, through, and of violence, terror, strife, collusion, bursts, outbursts of psychotic anger and extreme torture, violent bondage and scarification, clotting and voluntary suicidal depressing tendencies that are real are all end results of hidden, secretly produced, illegal, criminal, sexual, explicit prostitution of individual drug addicts' bodies, emotional well-being and or lack thereof, of the individual's psychiatric mental instabilities, boxed, bottled, and packaged to be sold willingly to all who fall in love with the marketer's soul. With heartfelt, depressing, ill intentions, sympathetic immoralities that only the most innocent, psychological, immature, church-going, white dress shirt-wearing, sexually active, no condom wearing, racially deviant, alcohol drinking barfly collective bathroom urinal stall frequenting, greasy, gay redneck would find any love for and show interest in, and finishing off the pole polisher's endeavors with full undivided attention towards their prey, Payne's next victims, as well as straight leaning celibate people's hidden closet adventures, esque beings who have just been discovered in lieu of new morons hiding places made on top of the Land Rovers driven on top of golf courses. What a weird story. Fleeting glimpses of abduction and laying drugged or restrained in stasis. I keep feeling like I'm somehow not in this visual world that I see now in the perceived perception my mind is showing me, like I'm being fooled, lulled into a false sense of reality I now see, and I'm not waking up. What is really going on? Am I in a hospital bed down, tied down with tightly forced illegal bondage, tightly bound boot heel, leather straps and restraints, hoses going into my toes, fingers and brains, attached to a machine next to my unconscious body, left to extract my bodily fluids in preparation for the personnel, surgical teams, body parts extractions, planned activities within a hospital hidden room locked away somewhere, maybe jail and or secret military base. I'm aware of surgical staff poking, prodding, and massaging different parts of my body, injecting me with different hot and cold liquids, different types of drugs, changing my blankets, pajamas, by rolling me right halfway and my left halfway. And no matter how much I try to shake off the dizziness, the effects of the IV hallucinogens being pumped into my vein hoses, I, so far as I try, I just can't wake up and escape this hospital bed contraption in the locked away hidden room. And I'm beginning to get very upset at myself for being unable so far to do so, wake up and escape. Who has done this to me, put me in this room, attached me to this machine, and left me here with it running 24 hours a day and night? Do I have the strength within my inner mind to be able to regain awareness of real reality, this hospital bed, wake up to wipe away the sleep from my drowsy eyes, clear my mind of the effects of the anesthetic hallucinogenic mind control drugs being pumped into my body stream, bloodstream, to pull free of the bed's restraints and limb straps, to sit up in this bed and pull out the hose needle probes attachments, painfully, I'm sure, to stand up to stand up and walk around the room, to locate the exit locked door somewhere hidden behind the machine's drilled rebar concrete slabs, making the doorway hard to find. I seek the exit diligently, with my fingers running the wall, running along the walls, looking, feeling for some grooved cut, dent, crack, impression somewhere in the concrete walls, secretly hidden room I'm inside, and my time is ticking quickly by. I hope I find the exit before the attendants, nurses, or doctors show up on their regular interval shifts to check up on me and the machine. Then my fingers locate a latch, which is a concrete painted drop and move it with surprising ease while watching. A hologram portal digital door illusion open across the room in the place beside the machine. I walk over cautiously with my sore feet, walk through the door, and now find myself in the middle of a temperate rainforest underneath a highway overpass with semi-trucks, cars, vans, various other vehicles, some flying around, passing over the overpass. I look around, and there is a gravel trail that follows to the right and into darkness of the evening's last light. And I have no idea where the trail leads, other than to freedom at last. This is a story that I wrote during the springtime. A lot of my writing in my notebooks, I can barely read because I write it in code and I have to decipher it. So it's rather wonderful to find a way to read. So let's see. The noonday sun shining brightly upon the sister and brotherhoods worn up and out of every club night evening light fixture, turned off in the middle of the starry night skies. Yeah. I have to take a note that the next time I write stories, I had better make sure that I write them well, because otherwise it's going to be a pain in the ass trying to decipher what it is that I'm trying to read, and this is not how it goes. So let's see. Pinching loaves, or otherwise known as dropping the kids off at the pool, a pastime welcoming silent contemplations full of technicolor fluids contamination, rests fully upon the swiftness and constructive useful use of the nostrils during its feeding frenzy time before the last nightmare soup supper, bringing bread, meat, and Welsh wine whisks together for an adventuresque passe newbies Tron Computronic Advent technical adventure, restarred with flasks of LSD-25, 2CB, DMT, H25, and O543, allowing for the mixing of these compounds brought to a boil in the noonday sun shining brightly upon the sister and brotherhoods worn up and out at every club night evening light fixture turned off in the middle of the starry night skies space station located high up within the northern lights aurora borealis reflection dancing across the day's lit painted skies. This story is called Drive. Going down the highway, not doing down at all, the hidden subliminal meaning of going down, due down. A fine sunny day afternoon, lunch break, gas station visit to refuel the tank, buy a sandwich, soda, and pack of smokes. Each time I pull over in my hella new ride, full of not yet envisioned motor trends unknown, adventuresque art ventures, we may festively enjoy a festive festival, fulfilling fun-filled cotton candy activities, not yet having been found easefully before going for a popcorn mayhem movie, night's jaunt through the Hollywood cinema screen, play Fright Night Hackathon brought to you by OmniMac Theatrics displaying heyday under the Northern Lights Polar Bear Blue Moon. walking out of the theater on the adventure's ending and spilling with other moviegoers onto the street lamps lit city streets at the intersections of the world's end times battle scene. Happy times are exciting times when freely traveling under the dark lit starry night skies of adventures gathered in full. Dancing within the county borders makes for experiences lived in a small time frame, short-lived travels logged in a small hiker's waterproofed writing book, written in a way that foretells a story full of constant creative venues brought together within the fullness of a woven tight-knit basket, bouncing off the concrete walls that surround internment camps full of people that want to return to their homes, chased out one more time before their very own eyes, filled with strength, courage, and fearlessness in the sight of mass television multimedia frenzies being electronically pumped out by their reality-based enemies, all friends and allies of terrorist Israelis during the theft of more of the Golan Heights and other sand dune bomb shelter scattered remnants of Gazan, Palestine. The story is called Hobbies, Dreams, and Aspirations. Ham radios full of electronic dubstep making music, transistor mixing components, nuts, bolts, and multicolored wires, memory chips, concert making positron conductors, batteries, magnets placed side by side with opposite magnetically charged poles, hold up the tarp that is hung over my sleeping, snoring, laughing, smiling, mushroom fields, dreaming, imagining, plotting, planning, scheming, and achieving phenomenal projects full of colorful people dancing happily in their neighboring homes. And not once does my consciousness falter, wilter, waft, fizzle out, and get interrupted and or fade away. In my little plot of four walls, roof, and carpeted floor cabin, I wish I had. And the knowledge this night, a midsummer night's dream, on a cold winter's day, of how I'm going to build this with my own two creative, very capable, father-taught hands. Well, folks, it's 15 minutes has gone by. My name is Daniel Wolf-Honer, and I'm from Victoria, BC, Canada, British Columbia. And I am an artist, a bit of a musician. I like to draw pictures. I like to take photography. And here's another story. This one's called Transparent Dreams with Full HDV Redundancy. Think tanks bringing a worldly view to political chopping block, pay-per-view, television, block-to-pot, anti-hero thought mentality makes your harvested ideas flutter before your very own mental envision, transparency, thrice bound unto thine metaphysical, limiting, encrypted, telecaster, mind control, tarot card, daily readings, written down within the tablets, writing data, log, trusted viewers bring out the mentality pictured within the individual's landed dreamscape scroll. In the stories, Cruiser Crusade in War Ethos. Imagine a world full of peace, where everyone gets to live in harmony and never goes hungry in cold stomach pains thrown, heave after heave, a dry alcoholic nightmare received over and over again and again, with agonizing pains of death found wanting, a new seer's sight unseen, with but a tiny glimpse of ultra-gorous, nuclearly reactive atomic subparticles bouncing off the ricocheted iron plate mounted next to the Revolution side view mirror. In the punk rock musical carriage merry-go-round, whirling dervishes, static cling, tombstones, town pump, ringing in the next millennium brought to us all by the Michelin tires, toolbox, card collections, collection boxes, mixed into the neighborhood's blood gangs, Compton's stir-fry noodles, spilled on the driver's unexpected, unwanting open lap. Now we can only hope that when they pull over to the side of the road, highway pulled over, police esquire. And here's some freestyle. You're going to like it, I hope. Poetry Night brought together community internet bloggers, posted story-based newspaper columns, technological blog posters called together with computerized Beam Me Up Scotty handheld space cosmic typhoon titty twister couldn't locate internet surfers, so they cast votes to veto the scientific community's website collection agencies. Found by monitoring screen viewfinders, electronically located data, driven links formulated with the constant trolling a website found while pursuing the technological intel pick Interpol most wanted daily criminal to find links. All the Akbar kaboom, the dark-skinned, rag-wielding, well-to-do financial bomb-maker from sand-enriched oil lands. This story is called Domino's Played at Night. Drop not a dime as you place yet another wooden checkered, painted ancient domino on top of the nearest well-placed open-hand connected twist-tie-turn. Open challengers not ignored for a fortnight hidden well-played hand moment throughout their entry-level chess-like conventionality contested concert list. They're all going to be posting onto computers to convince music players. The adventure was hot it, now it's forever knew it. Isis Luna spires, palisade, crystalline, twisted towers, dotted with archery marksmen, posted at their perspectives, eyes turning sore, solar with concentrated anger, thrown out to launch a mass afternoon, high society's brunch brought with $150 worth of food stamps, while kicking dirt into the stern faces of Mr. T and Vader. Video chat, internet vision, lost sites, locations, now being found to be in possession of visitation. Records being broadcast within the inner networks of the Obey Clothing Corporation boards of art directory. Specifications now seen on the computer's monitor, being sold to my Uncle Sam's lone soul soldier, with dust flying forward on top of the old musket's nozzle, to no end, fastening a bullet of words thrown into down and in sideways, with methodical reloading of past lives with a fortune foretold. In fierce, fiery, solar, celestial, protoplasmic, rayon wind chimes, flying on the ends of various strings attached at the ends called spoons. Never before seen, and this is a movie, I'm sure this is a movie. Never before seen, it's called. never before seen on the video screen, full-face monotone monitor upstairs in the hidden radio stashed equipment time machine room, underground bunker, level your 22 and a half ounce of ephedrine packaged in past haste without anyone noticing the difference of how methamphetamine sides so is supposed to taste. After the Homeland Security Council's state senators are to abolish chocolate ice cream fudgesicles from all white freezers' kitchens. This story is called Revolving Colors. Revolving Colors. The constant rainbow effect reflection within the waiting ponds of Mother Universe's creation. This divine life, once a poor man's eventual meditation, and now a rich entrepreneur's passionate, loving embrace, enjoyed at dinner time table we never get to sit at even just once. The desert dish I wish I could stare into while eating this elegant mealtime delight, once thought of as the enjoyable dish, finishing touch to the dinner table set in southern colonial summer homes, and now packaged into freezer bags, Ziploc frozen and repetitively sold on eBay for a very affordable price. Soldiers of fortune shoot for in their bi-weekly grocery listings list, looked for each payday's last-minute market splurge, when the wife sends them on a wild goose chase to locate and find their rainbow delight plum, only to find they throw it all out. This story here, be your own version. Be your own version of the Monster Cash Mash Voivod TV adventure. On top of the video brought to you by the Mass Public Television special is top loan. I got news for you. Loan Shark shared this. I need to figure out how to decipher this story. This story is not going to be told. I'm sorry about that. Be on your own version is not going to be told because I have to decipher my writing. I hope you have enjoyed this show. Let's try one more here. I think we will interlude to another show after this, but here's another story. This one will work. The old lady that doesn't live here is being told. The old lady that doesn't live here gets sent home. Oh no, there's an old lady that never knows when to leave. Helps herself by illegally walking right in, by reaching for your front door, porch, ball handle door, knob turning thrice and four times twists of a turn, walking right into your front door, knowing full well that they and their friends that are crashing at your house with you are unaware, are not supposed to not pay rent. Not pay rent and not pay rent, lounging around like your name is in vain and not stronger than theirs. I think this podcast is going to be just fine. I'm going to call it a day. I hope you have enjoyed my show. This is the Danner ICU podcast show. I hope you have enjoyed the stories that I've told. And we'll try this again. Bye.